The United Arab Emirates has committed to a 10-year, $1.4 trillion investment framework in the United States after top UAE officials met President Donald Trump this week, the White House said on Friday. The framework will substantially increase the UAE's existing investments in the U.S. economy and AI infrastructure, semiconductors, energy, and manufacturing, the White House said in a statement. The White House did not outline how UAE investments would reach $1.4 trillion, with some of the deals unveiled as part of the framework having already been announced. The only fully new deal appeared to be an investment by Emirates Global Aluminum in what would be the first new aluminum smelter in the United States in 35 years, the White House said, adding the plant would nearly double U.S. domestic aluminum production. Developing a primary aluminum smelter in the U.S. has been part of AGA's ambitions for several years, a spokesperson for the firm said in a statement. The UAE, an oil producer and longtime security partner of the U.S., is looking to deepen investment ties with Washington and is emerging as a global leader in AI, one of the sectors it is betting on to diversify its economy away from energy. In September, UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan met former U.S. President Joe Biden in the first visit of a UAE president to the White House, as the two leaders discussed deepening cooperation in areas such as AI, investments, and space exploration. Gulf sovereign wealth funds, including Abu Dhabi's $330 billion Mubadala, are already big U.S. investors, and Trump and his family have business ties to the region. Trump in January asked Saudi Arabia to spend upwards of $1 trillion in the U.S. economy over 4 years, including purchases of military equipment, and said this month he likely would make his first trip abroad to the Gulf country to seal an investment agreement. The deal, which could happen between this month or the next, would come at a time when Saudi Arabia, the Arab world's biggest economy, has been taking a more prominent role in U.S. foreign policy. The Gulf country is set to host diplomatic talks around Ukraine involving the United States and Russia next week. The White House said on Friday the UAE agreement resulted from a meeting that Trump held on Tuesday with National Security Advisor Sheikh Tanun bin Zayed Al Nahyan in the Oval Office and a dinner that Vice President J.D. Vance and several cabinet members held with the UAE delegation, which included the heads of major UAE sovereign wealth funds and corporations. Among the tie-ups highlighted on Friday was a partnership between UAE sovereign wealth fund ADQ, which is chaired by Sheikh Tanun, and U.S. private equity firm Energy Capital Partners, for a $25 billion U.S.-focused initiative to invest in energy infrastructure and data centers. That had been previously announced 2 days ago.